Did you know in a world without flies, there would be no chocolate?
What?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Why?
That's because the only known pollinator of the cocoa plant is a tiny little midge fly, and it's only about the size of a pinhead.
This is Brian Lassard from CSIRO in Canberra, but he also goes by Bri the Fly Guy.
And it's the smallest thing that can penetrate these flowers, because even these flies have a sweet tooth, because they're after the nectar of the cocoa plant.
Right. I reckon if people knew that, then their whole attitude would completely change towards flies, because a world without chocolate isn't a world at all.
Exactly. I remember going through the unsorted material at the Australian National Insect Collection in Canberra, and there was this bright golden abdomen that caught my attention. And because I happened to know that group and had the expertise of that group of horsefly, I could tell it was a new species. So I pulled it out of the drawers and described it, and I called it Plinthina beyonce, after the bootylicious Beyonce.
So does that naming now go down in history?
Yep, so Beyonce will always be in the history books. In 2,000 years' time, this fly would still be named after Beyonce. And it's one more legacy that she will have.
I love it. I love it. It's so good.
It's a tough thing to sell, flies. But I'm doing the best I can. In 35 years, we're also going to be eating 70% more animal products, and the cost of feeding these animals is going to escalate too. So we kind of need to look to novel ways to feed this growing population, and why not feed them with flies?
So are you saying that we feed our animals with the flies, or that we eat them ourselves?
It depends how keen you are on flies, I guess. There's one that's been introduced called the black soldier fly. And many people have suggested that we could use the larvae of this species to kind of feed the growing population. Mm. And they actually eat a lot more than worms, so they're quite productive. And they can eat a range of any sort of organic matter that's decaying, like rotting vegetables, fruit, and meat scraps. And they can convert this organic matter into a rich source of nutrients, fats, oils, amino acids, and are actually 45% crude protein. So they're actually really nutritious for farm animals.
How will, I know that it'd probably be much more difficult to try and get us to eat these or to convince people to eat them, but will the animals eat them? Will they be happy to put them on their diets?
Yeah, so some researchers have actually found that some animals prefer the taste of black soldier flies. Chickens actually grew a lot larger and prefer the taste of black soldier fly larvae than conventional livestock feed, which is pretty promising. Pigs, fish, prawns, and also even alligators, crazy enough, or can
really
be fed black soldier flies. Yeah, can you imagine an alligator eating a bucket load of soldier fly larvae?
It might not be enough to suffice, but I guess if they eat enough of them, they'd be happy.
Yeah, so we don't have to feed them all black soldier flies, because that'd be a pretty boring diet, but we could supplement their current diet with black soldier flies to kind of up the protein content. I like to call black soldier flies the original hipsters because they love organic and they're really good at recycling. that's because they can eat any sort of decaying organic. Researchers in Costa Rica have actually found that they could significantly reduce household waste by up to 75% just by feeding it to black soldier flies. So that's pretty amazing.
In a household, though, would people want that? Because would that mean that there'd be a lot more flies surrounding kind of their house and all that sort of stuff? Or are they able to be kind of kept under control?
Well, these black soldier flies are already part of your compost. And they're already all over the world, so there's no worry about these flies escaping and colonizing a new area because they already exist in our environment. But what we can do is we can take the green waste from the consumer and intercept it before it gets to landfill, and then we can bring it to the black soldier fly farm ourselves and turn this organic waste into something useful like animal feed.
Oh, are there these black soldier fly farms? Sorry, I said it five times fast. Are they already around?
Yeah, so there's one in Canberra right now where I'm from. These places are trying to start this new and exciting sustainable industry, and we can actually grow them in an aviary, like a bird pen, but with an aviary full of flies.
Oh,
that doesn't make sense.
No, oh my God. It's just like, you know how you would go to kind of the zoo, or you'd go to an aviary to see different species or see different bird species? Like, imagine people going to like a fly aviary to go see flies. Like, I don't know. Do you think that that's likely at all to happen?
I think it would happen. Like, when you think about it, we already have butterfly exhibits that we walk into and let butterflies land on our noses and faces. So why not flies?
Hi, Australia. Remember me? I'm the one who spreads germs as easy as can be. I'm filthy and dirty as you can see. That's right, I'm the bad guy, the one called Louie. Louie the fly, I'm Louie the fly.
I think it's all just in our minds that, you know, flies are disgusting.
Are they really, though? Because do you know that rumour, or well, that thing that you kind of hear that they vomit, they poo, and they pee, like, every second? Does that actually happen?
Yeah, so some flies do vomit on their food to digest it, and that is disgusting to most people, including me. But many species, you know, they're not disease vectors, although some are. So, yeah, there's always those few exceptions that give flies a bad name.
If we take this on board and we start to build or cater for more black soldier fly farms, would they be able to breed fast enough so they'd be able to become a protein for animals, but then also not decrease the populations of them?
One female black soldier fly can have up to 600 eggs, and it only takes them a few weeks to get to the harvesting point, and the larvae actually self-harvest. So when they're ready to enter pupation, they crawl out of the organic substrate and then into a bucket, and then we can transform them into little food bars.
Right, so they kind of help you do your job.
Exactly. And the adults don't actually feed, so they only live a couple of days after they emerge, enough time to mate and lay eggs. This is great because there's no worry about them transferring diseases to humans, so that's pretty exciting too.
And on top of that, the world wouldn't really function without flies, would it?
If you wanted to go for a hike in your local park in a world without flies, we would be stepping in all sorts of nasty stuff and tripping on dead bodies and rotting logs. So we really need flies to do the dirty work for us.